This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I was just talking to Roger Stone here on the Alex Jones Show during the break, and he was talking about the fact that Homeland Security has officially come out and said protesting lockdowns is an act of terror and just craziness. We'll briefly talk about that, start of the next segment, then I'm going to air a special report on it, then get the number out, take your calls. But let's get in to Cuomo right now. Obviously, corrupt New York politician, a globalist, but they would have protected him unless they had a larger message they wanted to send. I mean, they certainly don't want to indict him for killing 20,000 people with COVID-infected patients by design. So is it a stopgap measure just to get rid of him because he's such an embarrassment? What's the inside baseball? Because I know you've got one foot in New York.
I think people need to understand that Cuomo was taken down not by conservatives, not by Republicans, not by the media, but by the progressive left, because essentially they recognize that he's a master politician. He's also a thug. He knows how to wield power, and he's someone you don't cross. They know that he was late coming to the progressive agenda of marriage equality, legalization of cannabis, even abortion.
That's exactly what I thought you'd say. He wanted to reopen New York and tried to. They know he's not. He's a thug, but he's an old-fashioned Democrat. He's not a Klaus Schwab guy.
And here's the real irony. There is no prospect whatsoever for any white male Democrat to win a statewide office in New York going forward. That wing of the Democratic Party is represented by Joe Crowley, the congressman who got beat by OAC, is a dying breed. And therefore, the Democratic Party will continue, particularly in New York, but nationally, to be controlled by its special interest groups, unions, minorities, and so on. Andrew Cuomo is a tough, wily, resilient combatant who understood power and how to use it. But he's kind of like the lion tamer who keeps three different lions up on the stand simultaneously. If he slips, all four lions attack him, and that's exactly what has happened here. And the irony that he's being removed on a Me Too issue, as opposed to being removed because of the fudging of COVID numbers in New York and his inserting people who are extraordinarily vulnerable into nursing homes, resulting in many, many deaths. The death specifically of one good friend of mine whose father passed away under those circumstances. I don't see him staging a comeback, although today's New York Post is all about it. He does continue to have an enormous multi-million dollar war chest, and he is resilient. He should never be counted out.
That was very poetic, the way you, very Tennessee Williams, the way you described the lion tamer with three or four lions in front of him. I mean, the Democratic Party is a psychotic, race-based group of loons who literally have taught people to hate white people, and they openly say, Congresswomen, you name it, I'm going to have security for $2 million a year, but we're getting rid of the police. I mean, it's like a death of logic. What the hell? What is the Democrat Party going to be? I mean, they are degenerating by the minute.
Cuomo was an anachronism. I mean, for a long period of time, while the Democrats in New York controlled the assembly, Cuomo supported a coalition of Republicans and a handful of renegade moderate Democrats who had temporary control of the Senate. He did this as a stopgap on the far left assembly. So he is a realist, a political realist, and people don't recognize that in the Democratic Party in 2014, when he was opposed by a school teacher with no name ID and no resources, she got 40%, 45% of the vote against a guy spending millions of dollars. So the progressive left has had its revenge. Andrew Cuomo, who they hate, is now out of the way. But let's point out that within the last 10 years, Two Democratic governors of New York have resigned in sex scandals, both Andrew Cuomo and Elliot Spitzer, as well as the state attorney general, Eric Schneider.
Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it 1.5 years ago, became a bestseller within 6 months, and now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan or if you haven't tried it, but it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only 2 places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Coming at you live! Woo! 50,000 unstoppable watts!
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, as soon as we saw the first press conferences by General Milley and by Psaki and others 6-7 months ago in the Biden administration, we're like, whoa, they were saying protesting the elections terrorist, protesting other lockdowns terrorists. We said, well, obviously other lockdowns coming. Well, then NBC News and others reported this on Friday and Saturday. Opposition to COVID measures, the number one terror threat. Claims of election fraud believe Trump can be reinstated, the number two terror threat. And the 9/11 anniversary, not Islamic, and religious holidays. So the Islamic threat attacking Christians on Christian holidays or Jews on Jewish holidays, that's threat number three. And yes, how do we know this was coming? Well, it was in the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism put out in June, where it says, and I showed you this again yesterday, that it's an act of thought crime and that the CIA and FBI will frustrate your operation and stop you if you challenge the election or question the vaccines. I don't see this as a sign of strength, Roger Stone, former top political advisor to President Trump. I see this as a real sign of weakness. What do you make of this?
Tucker Carlson very effectively made that exact case. I mean, let's be clear. First of all, the idea that any American believes that the results of the 2020 election were not accurate and were not honest, you have a constitutional right to both think that and to say it. That doesn't make you violent. Doesn't mean you're advocating the overthrow of the government. It doesn't mean that you are advocating any illegal act. It is merely an opinion based on an enormous amount of evidence of both anomalies and irregularities in the election. Then there's the separate question of believing that Donald Trump will be reinstated. I've never believed that. There is no constitutional or legal precedent for that. I never believed once Joe Biden was certified by the Electoral College, I thought he would fill out the remainder of his term, assuming that his health continues to be sufficient to do that. So those are two different questions. But the most important thing is people who share these views are not advocating violence against the government, the violent overthrow of the government. They are not dangerous. They are merely formulating and expressing their own opinion as allowed by the First
Amendment. Well, exactly. I can play hours of compilations of Democrats attacking Dominion, Democrats saying the voting machines were a fraud right up until the election. Now they're saying it's an act of terror to question it. That's just outrageous.
Well, I think there's a legal purpose for this. You see, if they identify any individual, as a domestic terrorist, they no longer have to go to a judge, to get warrants to surveil their email, text messages, phone calls, movements, and so on. These are part of the post 9/11 reforms that were passed.
Exactly. They're now taking the whole Homeland Security, Patriot Act, enemy combatant, and that they used on myself and you and the president, and they're now openly declaring 80 million plus voters terrorists. I mean, this is just ridiculous. This is so historical, Roger.
And let's remember, the Republicans in both houses voted to reinstate or renew these policies, with the exception of my favorite senator, Rand Paul. Let me say it again. We do not advocate violence. We do not advocate the violent overthrow of the government. We do not advocate harming any other person. I would like to see us work within the democratic process for real reform. You can go to my plan, Roger Stone's plan to save America.com. Roger Stone's plan to save America.com. We'll send you a copy of the plan. There's a brief video there. Nowhere do we advocate violence. I've spent 40 years in the vineyards of the democratic system working on elections.
Well, that's right. Roger, aren't they doing this because they know they're losing? Even though they're trying to flood us with illegal aliens and trying to collapse the country and trying to cloud and pivot us, humanity and America and people of all race, colors, and creeds are coming together and realizing the Democratic Party are a group of miscreant, crazy people.
Well, or alternatively, they now have the power that Donald Trump had for 4 years, and they intend to use it to make fundamental changes in our political system, and particularly in the makeup of the electorate. That's what Bill H.R. 1 is all about.
That's right. They're making their move on us now. Roger Stone, thank you so much, and God bless. And don't forget, our big sponsor is MyPillow.com with promo code Alex, up to 66% off, and you can support Roger. Go there, get big discounts as well with promo code STONE. All right, here's a key report on how you've all been declared terrorists.
They should be treated as they're a bunch of thugs, insurrectionists, white supremacists, anti-Semites. Six N is not enough. I mean, come on, you know, these shirts they're wearing? These are a bunch of thugs, and they're terrorists, domestic terrorists.
In the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
The thing they want to do is to better share and coordinate all the vast trove of data they already collect on Americans. Because let's not forget, DHS includes the Transportation Security Administration, ICE, Customs and Border Protection. So every time people travel, they encounter DHS. And there's a lot of travel information and other information that they already have. They want to do a better job of analyzing it to hunt for domestic terrorists.
We can declare Al-Qaeda or ISIS foreign terror groups and take investigative action against them because they have no First Amendment rights. They're not in the U.S. But we can't do that with the 3%ers or the Proud Boys or the Boogaloo Boys. And that's the challenge for the government.
Now, let's go ahead and put on screen for everybody something that came from an NBC news program on NBC National. People were pretty shocked because it is an extremely authoritarian statement. Potential terror threats, opposition to COVID measures, claims of election fraud, belief Trump can be reinstated, 9/11 anniversary, and religious holidays. Now, where is there evidence that people that want to reinstate Trump or question the election are going to blow stuff up? And where is there evidence that people protesting masks that don't work and experimental vaccines that don't work and make people sick, where is there evidence that we're terrorists, much less that we're the number one terror threat? I learned about it 2 months ago when they issued the new official policy of the Biden administration, the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism. But that's really what they're doing, is conducting terrorism against us with the Chinese bioweapon that their controllers released to take control of the United States. So, but see, the average person online thinks it's voodoo to know anything. So they thought I must have magically just thought this up on my own, or I'm in the CIA, as if people in the CIA know anything. That's a low-level criminal organization. So here it is. Opposition to COVID measures is terrorism. Claims of election fraud is terrorism. Beliefs that Trump can be reinstated is terrorism. As soon as Biden got his way in through fraud in January of this year, now 6.5 months ago, the first press conferences they had with General Milley and with Jen Psaki and with all these people and the Justice Department was, protesting the election is terror. And then on page 10 of the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism came out 2 months ago. They made it official policy. They said any narratives of fraud in the recent general election, the emboldening impact of the violent breach of the U.S. Capitol, conditions related to the COVID-19 pandemic, and conspiracy theories promoting violence will almost certainly spur someone to try to engage in violence. So who tried to engage in violence last year and this year?
They claim things only got serious when the informants planted by the FBI got involved.
The defense also portrayed online posts involving violent rhetoric about the governor as satire, and their activities only escalating once an FBI confidential informant got involved.
He told his group he wants Governor Whitmer's head on a platter.
Okay. And that could be satire as well.
I guess I don't think that's funny.
Me neither, but I feel like, haven't you heard similar things about President Trump on late-night TV?
There's one plot to kidnap a governor because of the lockdown, and that was the FBI creating the whole thing. And so just remember, that's who they're hiring, that's who they're preparing for total war with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
That great 1990s movie or whenever it came out, Mars Attacks. It's a comedy. But when the aliens are running around with their ray guns killing everybody across the world, they say, don't run, we are your friends. And then you stop and they kill you and they laugh about it. Because it always just keeps working. Well, we actually have a Mars Attacks level clip. This just came in. It's on Infowars.com. It's a Jamie White article. Hijab-clad CNN reporter praises friendly Taliban chanting death to America. So we've just topped mostly peaceful protest with an 8-story building on fire behind it. And other, it looks like Armageddon, looks like end of the world, mostly peaceful. And in the article, Jamie White points out that earlier this year, Babylon Bee, the great satire site, ran a satire piece where it says CNN praises Taliban for wearing mask during attack. You know, saying it's for the lockdown, it's for COVID. Look at this right here. So this is just absolute gold. Except it's real. That is the total incompetence, the absolute complete takeover of society. Maybe we can just show you the actual article itself. But the article's up on Infowars.com. I hope you'll share it. But here is the hijab-wearing woman, the CNN reporter. Hell, she's less covered than we are in America now. The Muslims are more free than us. Hijab-clad reporter praises friendly Taliban chanting death to America. Then let's scroll down for TV viewers, radio listeners, will read the article at Infowars.com. In an unbelievable clip, only CNN could pull off, a reporter wearing a hijab in Afghanistan praises the Taliban for being friendly while chanting death to America. She actually says it. The clip's not even edited. I'm sorry. This is getting too good. CNN's chief international correspondent, Clarissa Ward, clad in a hijab, mingled with the Taliban during their takeover of Afghanistan in the signature anti-American style CNN is known for. Remember, they supported the whole Arab Spring taking over and killing millions. They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. Ward told the audience Monday, it's utterly bizarre. All of this is bizarre because leftists are chameleons and they have Stockholm syndrome. They just adopt whatever, as long as it's not Christian, as long as it's not successful, see, because they're threatened by American power. They're threatened by Western prowess. And it's a bunch of weird social engineer white people that look at the world being 90% brown and say, let's organize them and bring them in and take over. You take over by writing a great book or being a great football player or being a great musician or cooking great food or being a loving person. But you're a creepy weirdo that works at CNN that wants to lie to people. Well, galaxy aircraft fly above with people falling off the engines. I mean, this is what you build. It's what you do. You're monsters. I saw the most unintentional comedy over the weekend, and I meant to get it. I didn't know last week that Brian Stelter had gone on Stephen Colbert. And I watched the whole 14-minute interview while Colbert grovels to him, and while Stelter describes how he controls reality and they decide what can be on TV. I mean, it is just like worshiping and exalting a bucket of vomit or something. But again, it's this ruling class that stole the power, that are in control, that just hate themselves and are basically in a fever dream going after society. And so instead of replacing Stelter with somebody better, they prop him up, just like Hillary. They never stop propping up their gods. They're ugly little gods. So, sorry, here is the CNN clip. And in case you miss it, let's just run it three or four times back to back. This is unedited. She said this back to back. This is real. Here it is.
Chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. It's utterly bizarre.
At the president,
they're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. It's utterly bizarre.
At the president,
they're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. It's utterly bizarre.
At the president,
they're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. It's utterly bizarre.
At the president,
it's utterly bizarre. All right, let's move on before I give the number out and take your calls. This is Jimmy Fallon, and people are in the news saying, you know, it doesn't make sense. He weirdly celebrates the end of white people while everyone tries to get into countries that white people designed. The white people are the worst thing the world's ever seen. But, you know, the medicine and the science and the literature and the architecture and all of it, except there is the bad side. There's a Klaus Schwab side of white people, which is actually trying to destroy what was good about Western civilization and bring in tyranny because he wants to just rule over everybody. But imagine, hey, open the borders up, bring everybody in, everybody's going to kumbaya, then the Democrats teach people coming in to hate America, to hate white people, and then you've got the nice little white leader, Jimmy Fallon, up there on his national show with the applause sign. There's video going on saying, applaud the end of white people, like it's the end of syphilis, or the end of gonorrhea, or the end of herpes. I mean, this is, imagine him saying, yay, we've almost gotten rid of all the black people. This is on national television, but this is what's taught in the colleges. This is what's taught in the media. This is them externalizing this. The Washington Post had a big headline about, thank God the whites are a minority. There's a white woman writing it, but she goes, but we can't allow white minority rule. That means white people can't have anything except for Jeff Bezos and the billionaires offshore. They can have everything. They're the ones funding class warfare. Because, see, they're worried about the idea of Western civilization wanting property, wanting a Second Amendment, wanting a middle class. So they're saying, oh, the middle class is white. Get rid of that thing called the middle class, see? So they're saying American values, what people come here to get, they're saying, well, that's white. And I guess it did come out of Magna Carta, and it did come out of the Anglo-Saxon tradition. So, I mean, it's true. So it's like, oh, well, I mean, if medicine and cars and electricity is white, I want to get rid of it. Klaus Schwab goes, exactly. You are post-industrial. You die. But see, everybody still wants to get here. It's unbelievable. So it's the elite class waging war on the underclass with racial division, which will destroy society. This is the opposite of what Christ taught, the opposite of what Martin Luther King taught, Jr., all the common sense stuff. Just completely out the window, the most racist, vile stuff ever, but it's on the nightly comedy show, so it's okay. But it's not comedy. It's their actual mission. Here it is.
The results of the 2020 census just came out, and for the first time in American history, the number of white people went down. Here's the results of the 2020 census just came out, and for the first time in American history, the number of white people went down.
Yeah! Of course, the truth is, around half the abortions in this country are black babies, and blacks are 13% of the population. So they're really, Margaret Sanger said, we've got to get the blacks or subhuman. And that's her saying it. She's liberal. I get it. It's like George Soros. Like, I love Hitler. I love killing people. It was the best time of my life rounding up Jews. It's like, and the ADL's like. But if you actually oppose Hitler, they come after you. Schwarzenegger told Rolling Stone he loved Hitler. So the ADL gives him awards. You see, you figure this out yet? Because the ADL's run by the same folks whose grandfathers made Jews pay the equivalent of trillions of dollars to get out of Germany. That's who the ADL is the folks that sold the Jews out to Hitler. We'll be right back. Stay with us. For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture. not as your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then, sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns, we finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products, they're high quality, and they fund the InfoWars, so thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale, and another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, we got a doctor on the last 30 minutes of the next hour who says they tried to kill him in the hospital. Prominent person set to come on. They were trying to kill her dad, and they did kill him. That's why she can't come on right now. In a few days, she may be ready. So she said, oh, just talk to this other doctor who was in the same hospital they were trying to kill. And if you think we're just exaggerating about that, this is really going on. So that's coming up. I want to give the number out specifically on Afghanistan. I want to hear from Afghanistan vets particularly, so please don't call if you're not an Afghanistan vet. Or if you've worked over there as a contractor, I would like to get your quick takes. You don't have to hold on where you see this going. If you disagree with me, that obviously Biden didn't do this, and it's fun to say he's an ab because he is, but they knew exactly what was happening. They gave him briefings on what was going to go on, and This has been done to basically discredit peace and being able to pull out another way using air power so that we could have a pullout that wouldn't be as embarrassing. And the whole thing was wrong to begin with. You can't go to Stone Age cave people and get them to accept your leftist Star Trek vision of the world. So we've got all that information to lay out. But I want to explain something. When I get up here and I say the goal is to collapse civilization, the goal is to break the social contract, the goal is to bankrupt the social safety net, all I do is read what Cloward and Piven wrote in the 60s that was adopted as policy by the Democrats by the 70s. All I do is read Klaus Schwab. It's all like, I'm real smart. I read. These people run stuff, folks. What they write down, they do. It'd be like if I found a piece of paper on the ground and it was a neighbor planning to kill his neighbor next week. Maybe you think it's a joke. Maybe you don't say anything. You feel weird. And then the next week, the neighbor gets killed. Then you're like, whoa, I better call the police. He was serious. I've been watching them write these books and give these speeches for 30 years. And I've watched them basically do everything they said they knew and more. So, it's unbelievable. And look, as much as I'm covering Afghanistan, I'm going to have to come up here tonight and do a special report, or I'm going to have to just not take calls tomorrow, not have guests tomorrow, because I got to really get you to wrap your mind around this. I've wrapped my brain around it real hard. I'm pretty sure I'm dead on. I mean, I'm right about 95% of it. I'm not sure the last 5%, but let me just tell you something. I go off real numbers and real facts and real people. And COVID-19 last year was made up crap. The virus was real, so they could own it and have a vaccine. Again, that when you make a vaccine for that virus, it creates a deadly poison. They studied it massively. They had congressional hearings on it. That's why all the top scientists up front said, don't do this. This is crazy. Because it's a known thing. They did a known poison. But they could call it a vaccine, so these people who are trusting went out and followed it. But let me tell you something. When I say half of InfoWars has COVID, that's conservative. When I say half of my parents' friends and my parents and my wife and the nanny and she went and visited family in the Midwest, half of them are sick, and then everybody they know is sick, and then I had a film crew here from Utah and a film crew from California, and they said half their people were sick. And then they were telling me all the stories about, my aunt and my uncle, this guy's pretty young, both took the Pfizer shot and both had detached retinas within 2 weeks of each other. And that's in the literature. It attacks your eyeballs. Like Roger Stone. I heard from people very close to the family that she got sick right after she took the shot and had all sorts of tumors pop up on her. And she went to the doctor and they said, this is cancer, right in the lymph node under where she got the shot. I call Roger up. He tells me and then says, but I'm not getting in my wife's business. Don't talk about it. And I always keep confidence on everything else. As a journalist, as long as something is a criminal, you tell me it, I'm going to keep confidence. And I love Roger. He got pissed off today, by the way, on and off air. I'm going to leave it at that. But I said, hey, I'm breaking confidence right now. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Which I rarely do because it's almost a crime not to tell people she took the Pfizer shot and got lymphatic cancer. What's in the literature? That's what it does. I mean, this is hitting everybody, folks. I apologize to Roger, but I did what I did consciously. And I'm sorry if he gets in trouble with his family. It's like the guy says in Gone with the Wind, he goes, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I went to Central Market today because my parents are both super sick with COVID. And I went in there to get them a bunch of food. They've been sick for a week. They wouldn't even tell me they were sick. And I went over there. They have no food left. And they're all just laying there like fish out of water, gulping for air. I gave them some steroid inhalers and stuff I got. And I was just thinking about Fauci and Bill Gates. You see, that's why they're saying anti-vaxxers are terrorists, because they're going to keep killing us with these shots and with the people shedding the shots, shedding the vaccine, shedding the virus, until we finally do something. And I'm not calling for violence because they'll use that against us. I'm just saying we're getting punched in the face over and over and over again. So I'm in Central Market. That's the HEB ripoff of Whole Foods. I think it is better than Whole Foods, if you ask me. Even though I don't even like HEB. My grandmother dated the founder of it. What a horrible person. But the point is that at Baylor. But the point is that I just saw people throughout the store with little kids in double masks. I'd walk right over and I'd say, all sorts of new pneumonias and lung diseases are hitting kids. It never happened before. Kids are dying from it. It's in the news, and it's the mask causing it. Please, for your children's sake. And I talked to five groups of parents with children that were just full at like 8 a.m. this morning at Central Market. The checkout line when I was getting, you know, fruit and vegetables for my parents. And one time the guy goes, I used to live by you on One Oak. That was like 15 years ago. And another guy goes, hey, keep it to yourself. And another guy just looked at me. I said, do you love your children? I mean, I'm telling them facts here. Those masks don't do a damn thing except give you bacterial pneumonia. And you'd think that you'd stab these people talking to them. And the lady checking me out had two damn masks on. And then they take the shot, and then they slough live spike protein on your ass. I mean, I've got a stack of studies on it. You think I'm just saying that because it feels good to say that? I mean, look at this stack right here. Look at this. Vaccines create variants. Look at this. This is a small stack right here. Okay, here's your precious AP. I even said this at the check counter. I said, you know, almost all polio worldwide is from the vaccine. And they started laughing at me. Because, you know, knowing how to read AP is like kooky. More polio cases now caused by vaccine than by wild virus, by shedding. Whole design like that. But see, when it first happened, Bill Gates would just call it, another virus. It wasn't our shot. COVID-19 vaccines could add fuel to evolution of coronavirus. NPR. It happened. UN says new polio outbreak in Sudan caused by oral vaccine. And it goes on. The Lancet studies and all of it about SARS-CoV, the exact same type of virus. It caused massive shedding, and it caused autoimmune responses and eating of the lungs. But they don't care. They will give their children the deadly shot as fast as they can. And if their children die, in fact, that was in my stack and I can't find it from yesterday. Will you guys re-pull me the Clown World article? I think Adon Salazar wrote it. Maybe it was Kellen McBreen last Friday. Where a woman in San Antonio got her mother and father to both take the Pfizer shot. They both died within a month of each other when they took it. First, her mother took it and died. Then the dad took it and died, and she said, well, he'd have died more painful. This made him die more comfortably. That's Stockholm Syndrome. She can't admit that that happened to her family, that the vaccine killed her. And that's all over the news. Like, this guy got the vaccine. This person got the vaccine. Then they die. They never call the vaccine. They go, man, COVID still killed me, but I'm sure glad I got the vaccine. It made him kill me a lot less. Stay with us. I'll get the number out.
America, there's only one way to win the spiritual war against the demons that are currently attacking our land. Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. Now, do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free. A CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible. Free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get free shipping when you call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's all clown world, all people in dress up, people in uniforms, women strutting around with their commander in chief, the puppet installed by the globalist. Lots of Secret Service with shaved heads and black sunglasses acting powerful. Everybody knows they're a joke. Everybody knows America kills its unborn babies and keeps them alive and sells their organs and has convicted pedophiles teach drag queen story time to them. Everybody knows that we're a fallen republic. We have to admit it to ever get our country back. So he said at 2:45 Central, 3:45 Eastern, that'll be Gerald Celente hosting them, but I'm sure he'll want to go to that. If not, it'll be covered in the War Room today, 3 p.m. Central, about what he's going to say about Afghanistan. But they're setting him up. They're manipulating him to have a failed country there, to have a whole other invasion and a reset down the road, and to flood the U.S. with their estimating 4 to 5 million Afghans, Europe tens of millions. It's just insane. And the $2.2 trillion pumped into Afghanistan made the capital city go from 500,000 to 4.5 million, they were saying. Well, where's all that food going to come from? Where's all the money going to come from? It's not going to be there. The Chinese are very cheap, and so are the Russians, and the Russians aren't planning to move back into that area. So this is going to be a disaster zone. They're talking about 30,000 the Defense Department's going to bring to the United States. It's a lot more than that. But look at this meme that, of course, Twitter's blocking. 200 days of Biden. Border crisis. Gas crisis. Middle East in crisis. Afghanistan in crisis. That's Central Asia. Inflation crisis. And the mainstream corporate media everywhere saying white people are bad and are inherently evil. Just what type of bizarro land is this? Well, here is Mayorkas, the DHS chief, in the leaked video from this leaked audio from this weekend, coming out and saying that this is unsustainable. Tens of thousands a day turning themselves in one town in Texas alone. And when they have COVID, they just drop them off at Whataburger. We broke that a month ago. Months ago, we went and showed you the level of this, and then now they just take them and dump them all over the U.S., but you need to wear a mask, and you need to not have your kids go to school, and you need to shut your business down. So Amazon and Walmart and Target can take over. So here's the head of DHS privately about what's happened.
It's unsustainable. These numbers cannot continue. We cannot get to a point where we were a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen. We're looking at the policy options. We can't continue like this. Our people in the field can't continue, and our system isn't built for it. I know very well, hearing from Chief Hastings, Chief Ortiz, and others, how close we came to breaking, how close you came to breaking here in this sector, and it's our responsibility to make sure that never happens again. We don't get that close again.
Now, the media spins that like, oh, he's a good guy. No, he's a globalist. And he's a Metro Raza Hispanic supremacist who they put in there as if it's helping Hispanics to do this to them. But it's all racial division, all racial control, the way a warden would control a prison. You've got each racial leader over their racial group. And they're saying, because I said Border Patrol, walk off. Show people the millions. Show them the collapse. Instead of you delivering them in buses and you taking them and spreading them all out and covering it up and loading them on unmarked airplanes. The little kidnapped kids. Don't aid and abet the criminality. Walk off the job. Let the Democrats try to take these millions of people and stay where they are. Because they're all showing up as if they're supposed to be given a red carpet. And he said, oh, let's make sure this never happens again. Let's beef it up. Let's expand it. But let's not rush it so fast that it becomes obvious this is an invasion. All right, I want to give the number out for individuals that served in Afghanistan or Iraq, for that matter, or in Syria, because clearly this is the program of Obama and the globalists for the Arab Spring. This is putting Taliban, Al-Qaeda in charge. This is letting them take the planet over and take over the soft underbelly of Europe to further break the borders. That's the plan. That's what Klaus Schwab and the UN are doing with their refugee migrant centers. This is the Islamification of Europe. They are building a failed planet. They are making sure there are more failed states. They could have pulled out, bombed any of the Taliban trying to come in on the roads, but that wasn't done because the globalists want to embarrass Biden. They want to embarrass America. They want to make the country look like an absolute total joke so that China and others rise as the United States falls, because that's the global Great Reset. The end of the dollar. That's why they say China did a great job on COVID. We did a terrible job. Because it's all about maneuvering us in the world to a collapse position. But maybe you disagree with me. Maybe you've got your take on it. I'd like to hear from you. First-time callers that have served in Afghanistan, Iraq, or Syria on this whole nation build. Maybe you served in AFRICOM. Maybe you watched them build up the Islamic groups there. I'd like to hear from you. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. If you're outside the U.S., country code 512-646-1776. Again, 877-789-2539. We'll get you up and on the air. But I mean, I have no doubt that I'm right in the main about what I'm saying, but I'd like to hear if you think I'm wrong or you've got things to add and expertise to this. But this is clearly a destabilization campaign. I've talked to a lot of smart people that have served in a lot of different levels of the government. That's their thought when they give me their take is basically my take before I've even told them what my take is. But it doesn't mean that Biden knows he's being set up. That's why he's so senile and so out of it. He'll take the blame while the globalists do this. See, that's why he's so dangerous. while they commit all these crimes. They can flush him later. Remember, he even said during the campaign trail like a year ago, he said, well, if I ever do something that I'm not supposed to, I'll just feign an illness and resign. I'll do what I'm told. He's so senile. He's always like, am I allowed to do this? Am I allowed to take questions? I'm going to get in trouble with my bosses. He's not joking. He said on the campaign trail, I am servile. I'll do whatever I'm told. Folks, if you're a new listener, I'm not making this up. You can pull that up. They found the article, but it has a video in it. I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign. As if he doesn't have a bunch of diseases. This is crazy. They said, we've got you. You're a Chinese spy. Do what we say or it's over. And now it's his job to play Mario Kart while the world burns. Nero fiddled his fiddle while Rome burned. Biden plays Mario Kart while it happens. And to watch all the Twitter brigades try to defend him, even as CNN turns on him, is disgusting. Another big question is, who are they going to replace Biden with, and what's the timetable? Because you better believe he's not long for that administration. I can tell you with no uncertainty right now. Separately, this is the last full day. The sale is going to have to end tomorrow. It's up to 50% off all of these great best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. And the big one that I really want you to take advantage of is X2. Deep Earth Crystal, highest quality iodine. It's really the missing link in so many people's health regimen in their life. If you don't know that you're deficient in iodine, you're not going to find out until you take X2. It's from Deep Earth Crystals. It's not bound to anything else, so you get the full download of it into your cells. So again, ladies and gentlemen, Turbo Force is 50% off. And that shouldn't be in there because that actually sold out. That is incorrect. But it's nobody's fault. You know, I had a stack of articles in here, and I just don't know how my main plug sheet got taken off the top because I laid it right over here. Becoming senile like Joe Biden. Actually, what I'm really sick of is this earpiece. That's this high-tech HD earpiece, and it's like a microchip you basically put in your ear, and it just drives me crazy because the wire is always popping out. And if I don't have the wire in my ear, I can't get all my orders from the Russians. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm being sarcastic. I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and take your calls. But just looking at Joe Biden makes me feel like I'm dying, makes me feel like I'm senile. Just to watch this fifth generational warfare of discrediting us, of bankrupting us, of annihilating us is just too much. But we're going to make it through this. We're going through a decadent cycle. We forgot about God. We threw God to the side. And so now all of this is unfolding and happening to us. But this is the last day or day and a half or so to get Survival Shield X2 at 50% off, to get Pure Turmeric Liquid Extract 50% off. We've got Dr. Jones Activated Charcoal Toothpaste back in stock, 33% off the mouthwash with essential oil and the activated charcoal. It's an amazing system, 33% off. All Emrex Essentials, natural hand sanitizer with eucalyptus, peppermint, and lavender, 25% off. Lung Cleanse, last few days of that, 50% off, limited supply. The vitamin D3 is about to end, 50% off. The vitamin C did end, which is basically sold out. And we have, again, as I mentioned, InfoWars Privacy Pouches, 50% off with 11 free bumper stickers at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number three in your phone call straight ahead.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints.